I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is possibly the most genius person alive, and they got fired for doing it.
Okay.
There's a guy who worked for, I don't know if I should say, okay, but it was a phone company.
All right.
And he was there. He was doing a great job. In fact, he was ranked regularly on his job performance reviews as being well above average.
Okay.
He did his work on time. He regularly communicated with management, but he got in trouble because he was not doing his own work.
Okay.
And he only got caught because the company noticed that there were repeated logins on his account from a Chinese virtual private network. And sometimes these logins would take place while he was even at his desk at work. And so they thought at first that someone had hacked his account and gotten into his account.
Okay.
But after investigating it further, they found out that he had outsourced his job. He had hired a Chinese networking company to write computer code for him.
Wow.
And they would write the code, send it to him, and turn it in for him, and he would look over it and make sure that it looked proper. Then he would send a note to management,
okay,
and send an end-of-the-day update email to management at 4:30 every afternoon.
All right.
In fact, they found his schedule.
Okay.
And here's what it said. At 9 a.m., he would arrive and surf Reddit for a couple of hours and watch cat videos.
Okay.
A lot like us.
Not sure. Yeah.
11:30 a.m., lunch. 1 p.m. was eBay time.
Yeah.
2 p.m. was Facebook updates and also LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
At 4:30 was the end-of-the-day update email to management, and at 5, he would go home.
Okay.
They learned he was sending about a little less than one-fifth of his salary to the Chinese firm.
Wow.
And he was making several hundred thousand dollars a year. He was paying the Chinese consulting firm about 50 grand annually.
Huh.
He only got caught because they kept going, why are these things being accessed from China? Is someone hacking us?
Yeah.
If he had set it up so that they sent everything to him on a private email, he could still be working there making, let's just say, even if it was $250,000 a year, he would be netting $200,000 a year to watch Reddit videos and cat videos and play on the internet.
Wow, wow, that's brilliant.
They should have hired him as a manager.
Right. Yeah, I mean, at that point, he should have been hired as management delegating.
Because he's not doing anything else that these big company owners do.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but the Hawk and Tom show is outsourced to China as well.
By people that can't speak the language very well, apparently.
I was trying.
What country are you from?
Yeah,
I don't
understand. From the South. Yeah, okay.
But
that's genius.
Yeah. It is genius. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a book out, How to Outsource Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 4-Hour Work Week, which explores ideas that include outsourcing life and disappearing act, How to Escape the Office. So maybe that book gave him some ideas. But what a genius idea, because you've got sites like Fiverr now. If you haven't heard of Fiverr, mm-hmm.
It's outsourcing again.
No, that was a word, though. It's just the wrong word. Fiverr and Fiverr.
It doesn't matter,
you
Tom.
You just made up blah, 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 blahs.
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
I mean, we both just made a mistake.
Try to drag me into your nightmare.
So which is it?
So Fiverr.
Okay.
Based on the idea that you would pay someone $5 to do something, and they'll have a list. I'll draw a picture for you for $5, or I will write a poem for you for $5. And some things are more expensive. I imagine writing code for you costs more. But it is a freelance site for anyone who does anything to offer their services at a low price.
Okay.
So you could go and say, hey, I need you to do this. Will you do it for $10 or whatever?
It started many centuries ago with Cyrano de Bergeron.
There you go, Wim.
No, Cyrano de Bergeron. He's a guy that would hide behind the tree, and he had the long nose, and he would give the
Is that
girl
de Bergerac?
De Bergerac.
Yeah.
Oh, de Bergeron. That's that game show host guy.
Yeah, that's
on
a different.
Dancing with the Stars. Sorry.
That's not even right. I don't know.
He's good on Dancing with the Stars, though.
I don't know. But you've given me an idea. From now on, I'm going to outsource wedding invitations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or any baby showers.
Good.
Or funerals.
Yeah.
A little Chinese guy is going to show up instead of Kato.
Yeah, he'll represent me. His name will be Kato.
He'll have a tag, a name tag that says, "Hi, I'm Kato."
There you go.
I like it, Kato.
I do, too.
There we
Just
go.
Think about that. Church. Family gatherings.
Any place you don't want to be.
You're going to be mad, though, when you get to the pearly gates and Peter's, like, letting that Chinese guy in and
That's
telling
Kato.
You, "I'm sorry, I don't know who you are."
That's not
this
right.
This guy was in church every week. We don't know about you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.